ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Nechemya ben Reb David Olav HaShalom.
We're learning Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Zayin. The Gemara brings down the story that Mestamech Lazar Reb Yudin Nesiyah, Akantfei de Reb Simloi Yishamei. Reb Yudin Nesiyah was leaning on the shoulders of Simloi Yishamesh Omei Simloi Le'isi Emesh Rebei Simedish Kishetainos HaShemen. He said, Simloi, you weren't there in the Beis Medrash yesterday. We were at the Shemen Akum. Amaloi, bimenu tatar afis apas. So we should also be at the pas Akum. Like we spoke in the previous shiur, it was exerish le'pash de broyif kol. So they were allowed to be at it, just like they were at the Shemen. Amaloi, ken karle bezdina sharia. Then l'kolos a bezdina sharia. We matter too many things, l'kolos a bezdina sharia. The Buddha Raya, that's called a bezdina sharia, the Tanya hey, Rabbi Yezid ben Yezid Shreda. Rabbi Yezid ben Yezid Shreda was made of ayil kamsadachan, a certain type of locust, a certain type of grasshopper, that it was dachan, it was tar, it's mutatit. V'amashka beis mit b'chaya dachan, and mashkin in the beis hamikdash, the water, the blood, is tar, like the Gemara will explain. And if someone touches a dead person, it becomes tamei. And we'll see in the Gemara what he was matter with that. But it was matter three things. This ayil kamsa, this type of grasshopper, and the mashka beis mit b'chaya, and also the case of tuma. So the karla yasef sharia, they called him yasef sharia. Amalei hasim sharat las. He was matter three things. That's why it's called yasef sharia. Umar shari chada. You were matter one thing, shemen. Vishari my chodachrit, vimat also pass, akati tartin alavin. It's only two. Amalei no shari achriti, I was matter really another thing. And the Rambam actually brings this idea, lahalacha, and ilchis mamrim, perik beis alacha ches. He says, v'chol bezdin shiddish shnei dvarim, al yamar lahatir davashlishi. And the Kasimisha says, in makaris amagamara. In other words, there's a din. That the bezin shouldn't be matter so much. The behold the bezin shari advises it's not mamish likuva v'harai. Basically, Yezid did do it. Al Yamar, he says, it's something which you should avoid doing. They should avoid being matter three things. Now, what was the other thing that Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah was matter besides for shemen that he couldn't now be matter pas because that would be three things? The Gemara says, Mahi. What was the other one? The Tanan zegidach lebasi mikam v'chneim asachaydish. If he says, here's your get, if I come within 12 months, if I don't come within 12 months, and he died within the 12 months, it's not a get. Why? Because the word zegidech imlei basi means that the get will be chal after 12 months. Imlei basi, that's a tanai of im, not a tanai of akshav. It's a tanai that the get will be chal when the tanai is kayim, not that the get's chal now if the tanai is kayim. The Tani Allah. And it says at Bryson that Rabbi Seinu truly not say, Rabbi Seinu was matter to get married. Ramina my Rabbi Seinu. And the Gemara says, who is Rabbi Seinu? Om Rav Yudah Mishmul, Beis Dina Deshoro Mishcha. That's the Bezin, that's matter oil, Rabbi Yudah Nesiyah. Sarvi Laka Rabbi Yaisi. Dom is Mana Shashtar Mechia Chalav. Yom Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Chia Barabba, Rabbi Yudah Benasi Haira. For Yehoidu Lekol Shatai, Varma Lekol Siyatai. That Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, he was matter this, but his whole, all the people in his time, that's called Shatai or called Siyatai, all his group, were not made to him, they disagreed with him. And the Gemara says, it's Tali and Rabbi Yesi, they hold Zmanah Shashtar Mechia Chalot. Since Zmanah Shashtar tells you that he means to do it, Me'achshav. And Rabbi Yesi is in Bava Basra, it's in Yesh Nechem, Daf Kuf Lamed Vav, Rashi brings it down. Now when he says, it says, a case of Kol Nechasu Levana, if he says, he wants to give a gift to a son that should be chal achamisa. So he has to say me'ayim ulachamisa. He has to say should be chal me'ayim ulachamisa, and that means the guf is me'ayim, and the peir is ulachamisa. So me'ayla, he's able to be kind of the thing ulachamisa, because even though he doesn't get the guf, he gets the guf now, and he has the peir is ulachamisa, because if he doesn't say me'ayim ulachamisa, so then it's a matana, it's supposed to be chal achamisa, and that can't work, because it's not his ulachamisa, it goes to all the arshim. Rabbi Yehuda says he doesn't have to say Me'ayim Lachamisa because Zman is Shtar Mechiachal. Since he wrote a Zman in the Shtar, he wrote a date. So the date tells you when it's going to be Chal. So the date tells you now. And he also said it's Lachamisa. So obviously he means Me'ayim Lachamisa, the Guf Me'ayim and the Paris Lachamisa. So the Rav Shoah and Ksuvis, Daf Ezim and Beis, this mission is brought there, As a kasha bishloim by matana, you don't have to write a zman in the shtar matana. The shtar matana is valid than a zman. So if he wrote a zman in the shtar matana, why did he write it? Elamai, to tell you that it should be chal the matana me'ayayim. And he also said le'achamisa. So that means me'ayayim le'achamisa. But by get, why did he have to write the zman? He had to write the zman. Because if you don't write the zman in the get, it's a possible get. There's a tekanas chachamim that you need a zman in the get. So how does this man be mechich that he means me'achshav by matana? Rashi says in Nusach and other places, loy l'chinam nichtav zman. Why did he write this man for Elamite to tell you that the matana is from now? Mashenke by get, he had to write this man because that's a takana that the get needs his man. So what's the raya? How could you shtel tzur abyesi by matana? There he holds zman ashishtar mechich olav because you wouldn't have to write this man otherwise. But by get, you anyway have to write this man. So how do you know abyesi? He says by get zman ashishtar mechich. So the Marashah says he didn't have to write the exact date. You could write the Shavua, the Shemitah that we're in, or you could write the Shana, the year that we're in, or the Chodesh, the month that we're in. You don't have to write the exact date. The fact that he wrote the exact date is a raya that he wants to get to Bichal from now. Well, the Karnari Aim says, Mugishmak, that if he wanted to get to Bichal L'Acha Yud Beis Chodesh, he could have written the Zman of L'Acha Yud Beis Chodesh. By the case of Mayayim Malacha Misa, he doesn't know this man of Malacha Misa. So by the case of Matana, it's not a question why he wrote this man instead of this man Malacha Misa. He doesn't know this man of Malacha Misa. So therefore Rashi says he didn't have to write his man altogether. The fact he wrote his man altogether shows that he wanted this man. But by get, Avadi, you have to write his man. But if he says Mayayim, if he says Zegitech, Imlayavai Adid Beis Chodesh, and it means the get should be chal then, meaning when I don't come, that's when it should be chal. So he could have written this man then. Why did he write this man now? The fact that he wrote this man now is the right that he wants to get to be chal now. If he doesn't come, I did Beis Chodesh. That's the kind of aims pshat. Shmak of pshat. So that's the shail of the Gemara. When he says, the words he says of the Tanai is, im lo basi mikan et shnei masa chodesh, but he wrote his man in the get. Do you say you disregard his man of the get? Imle basi means that the get is chal then, and since he died before then, it's a get lachemisa. Well, no, because he wrote his man means that he wants to get to bichal that zman, and therefore it's like he said me'achshav imle basi. Me'achshav imle basi means that the get is chal now. Imle basi is a tnai that it's chal now if there's a kiyum of tnai of the le basi. Now the Gemara goes vayta. Omle Arbeleza lehu saba. Arbeleza asked this saba, ki sharisa la'alta shuisua, deloyasi, idum lachashem asachaydish dekayim leitana. When exactly does she become mutter? When he dies, they hold it's mutter. Is she mutter as soon as he dies? Because then you know for sure that the tanai will be niskayim. Or no, you have to wait the 12 months till the tanai is actually niskayim. This Saba happened to be in the Minyana, so he would know what the Rabbi Shena was matter. So Taisus asked Akasha, what's the Gemara Shaila? Why do you have to wait until the end of the 12 months? We know for sure he's not coming, he's dead. It's impossible for him to come. You know that tonight is going to be Kuyim. What's it sad to wait? So Taisus says, it's the Rabbanan de Gazach. The Shaila says, you guys are Mesa to Ulay Mes. Taisus Gittin, and Dafai involved, is Mesa for a little bit more. That maybe if people will see her getting married before the end of the 12 months, it'll look funny. How does she know he's not going to come back? They don't know that he died. So mainly you shouldn't do it. You should wait till after 12 months so people will see clearly that she's muteris. So Taisus is mashma, that's clear that midiraisa avada she's muteris right away. The shaila was, is there exeirin derabanan atuloy meis, or because people get mixed up, is there exeirin derabanan that she has to wait till the end of the 12 months? But there's a very geschmackish shtickle from Rav Shimon Shkop in Shara Yesher in Shara Beis Perik Yud, where he says that the Rambam, at least the way the Magid Mishnah learns the Rambam, and the Ran, they learn it's the Raisa. And the Shaila is, how do you understand this pshat? How could you understand that midiraisa you have to wait till the end of the 12 months? What's the vart? You know for sure the Tanai is going to Mekuyim. What are you chayshish for? The get, when the Tanai is Mekuyim, the get works l'mafreya. It's a get from now on the tzad that Tanai is Mekuyim. Even though the Tanai wasn't Mekuyim yet, but you know for sure will be Mekuyim, so you know for sure that the get is a good get. So what's the pshat that you'd have to wait 12 months? Taisus Nemzana can only be Minarabana. There's a Ran in Gittin. He brings Taisis Kasha and Taisis Teretz. He brings Taisis Kasha, why do you have to wait 12 months? And he says the Teretz that Taisis says that people won't know about it. And then he says his own Teretz. He says, V'li nirid ahaynu tamo. Mishun de'iu vadalai v'chayish l'misa didei. V'loi ha'ya gomer u'megarish al acha yud beis chaydish. He himself didn't think that he was going to die, and therefore he wasn't megarish till after 12 months. And he says the Lashon of Gemara is mashman that way, because the Lashon of the Gemara says two things. Do you have to wait the loyasi, or lachachach shemes chenish, the har kaim late tonight? It sounds like there wasn't yet a kiyum at the time, that's a chsar, not just the gzeirah. Rav Shimon Shkop says it's a pella. What does the Ran mean? He himself wasn't megarish till after 12 months. If it means that literally, that he didn't want the Gerishin to be chal till after 12 months, and the Gerishin can't be chal, he's dead, ain't get lachamisa. So obviously, what he meant, and this is where Rabbi Seinu holds, Zvanesh Ashtar Mechiyachol, if you want the Meyayim, im leibasi. So good. So the get is chal Meyayim. When it comes to 12 months, it's going to be chal Meyayim. So it's chal Meyayim. You just need it im leibasi. And you know for sure you can have him leibasi. What's wrong? What does he mean bechlal that he didn't have in mind that it should be chal till after 12 months? It's not true. It's chal amafreya. It's chal right away. If it can't be chal after 12 months, he's dead and get lachemisa. A pella deran. Pasha taich and deran is a pella. As Ogdeb Shimon Shkab, there's also another pella de Garambam and an interesting magid Mishnah, pella de Garambam Mishnah, Niflum Oid. The Rambam says like this. Let's say the husband says, "Hareze gitech, amnasha titni li masayim zuz v'le kovizman." He tells his wife, "Okay, I'm giving you a get, and the get should be a get amnas that you give me 200 zuz." And he didn't make any time. He didn't make any time limit. There's no time expiration. Whenever you give me 200 zuz, then the get will be chalam afreya. But then the husband dies. And the halacha is that you're not yetzer by giving to the yarshim. So kumdais, there is no way for it to be mekayim the tanai anymore. So it's really the opposite of our case. Our case, there's no way to be mevatel the tanai anymore. He said, "Areze gitech im leibasi," and he's definitely not going to come. So it's definitely going to be a get. The case there, he says, "Areze gitech amanasha titni li masayim zuz," and he died. So she's definitely not going to give him masayim zuz. So it's definitely not going to be a get. Kind of the mirror image, the opposite of our case. Our case, the Tanai will definitely be Niskayim, and it definitely will be a get. In that case, the Tanai will definitely be Batal, and it definitely will not be a get. But the Rambam says, since Lamaisa, he wasn't Kaveh's man, so she was never Mevatal the Tanai. Harezu leitinosi lezara chetachleitz. She still needs Chalitza. And you have the same question. Why does she need chalitza? He had a get al menashe titni, and she didn't give it to him. And she definitely won't give it to him, even though there's no kviya zman. But it's too late because he's dead already. It's impossible for her to give it to him. So we know for sure that there'll never be a kiyum of the snai, so it'll never be a get. But he says, since there's no kviya zman, we can't be mevatel the get, and therefore she can't be miyabim. She needs chalitza. So Zog the Magid Mishnah, Amar Yudigazach, he says that the Rambam figured it out from our case. Because the Rambam holds that our case is deraisa. By our case, that she has to wait 12 months is deraisa. Even though we know for sure that it won't be Mekayim the Tanai. But still, till the 12 months go by, we don't allow her to get married. And here also, even though Lamaisa shall never be Mekayim the Tanai, so the Gerushin should be bottled. But since there was no kviyah zman, so the gerushin went even as battle bepoil. So male, that's not called the bittul of the gerushin. And the Magid Mishnah says it's a dikdik niflam meir al seichel rabbeinu. But he says, and what's the pshat? And what does this mean? When you know the tnayel bin iskayim, or you know the tnayel bin is battle, it sounds from the Magid Mishnah, so it's in limbo. Even though we know for sure the tnayel bin iskayim, you don't say the tnay is iskayim. And even if you know for sure that now been his battle, you don't say that nice is battle. What's the pshat in that? Hazaktiv Shimon Shkab begavaldigi yisait. He says, Tnoim don't work al tzigloi milsulam afreya. It's not the pshat by Tnoim that when you have the kiyum at tnai, igloi milsul always was a get. But when you have the bitul atnai, goy milsa never was a get. No. The kiyum atnai works that lamefreya becomes a get. Or the bitul atnai works that lamefreya becomes ice get. So let's take our case, lamashal. He gave the get, and he said, hareza gitei me'ayoyim in lebasi mikan v'chnei masu chaydesh. We didn't say me'ayoyim, we're going like Rabbi Seinu, that is manash eshtar mechiyach alav. So it's not the pshad that on the tzani doesn't come, it already is a get now. Right now, it's not a get. The loy basi will make that lamafreya becomes a get, like het in the darim. Till the chacham came around, there was a neder. The chacham went and was oike the neder lamafreya. He made the lamafreya, there never was a neder. But till the chacham came around, there was a neder. After the chacham, lamafreya, there never was a neder. The same thing with Tanan. You say him loy basi, she's an Eishes Ish now. The get's not chal now. Comes the loy basi. When the loy basi comes and the lamafreya was a get, then that makes it the get should be chal lamafreya. But until the loy basi, it's not chal. It's not gonna chal. The loy basi makes it lamafreya it should be chal. So then it's very musbir. Until you have the kiyum atnai, you can't get married because now she's an Eishes Ish. It will come in 12 months. And then lamafreya shall be ice eishes ish from the time of the get. But till then, she's an eishes ish. Now, what about the case of imtidni li masayim zuz? So that's the reverse case. Then the pshat is that we're saying really it is a get. If it comes a loy tidni, that would be oike the get, lamafreya. But for right now, there is a get. A loy tidni would be oike the get, lamafreya. Now you can't have a loy tidni, because he died, but it wasn't kavah zman, so you don't really have a loy tidni. You'll never have a tidni, but you don't have a loy tidni, so you can't be oikir the get lamafreya memel shalich halitza. But Zakhtar Shimon, which one is it? Is it the pshat that you have a get, and the kiyum atnai, and the bitul atnai is oikir the get lamafreya, or is it pshat faker, you don't have a get, and the kiyum atnai shafs the get lamafreya? Which one? You can't say both ways. By our case, we seem to be saying that there's no get. The loy basi makes it a get lamafreya. That's why you have to wait 12 months, even though you know for sure it's going to happen. But till it happens, you need it to happen lamafreya. But the case where he says, I'm giving you a get on Manasseh, give me 200 zuz. There we seem to be saying fakert, that it is a get. And if she doesn't give the 200 zuz, that'll be oiker the get lamafreya. Right now it is a get, but that'll be oiker the get lamafreya. So therefore the Rambam's saying that if he died but he wasn't kaveh's man, so even though she could never give the 200 zuz, but she could never not give the 200 zuz. She can never be oiker the get lamafreya by the inasin of the 200 zuz because she has unlimited time. So which one is it? Is the pshat that it is a get and you need the bitul atnai to be oikir the get lamafreya? Or is it the pshat that it's not a get and you need the kiyum atnai to make the get lamafreya? Which one? And he brings it the Rambam in Perichesu Milchus Gerishin Alecha Aleph says that if he, let's say, says, here's the get me'akshav, if you give 200 zuz, she could go get married. We're not chayshish that he'll die before she gives the 200 zuz. We can never mind that she's going to keep the tnai, she's allowed to go get married. How does that stim with here we're saying mamish punk fakert, that even though we know for sure that he's not going to come, so we know for sure there's going to be the get, the imloy basi is going to happen, but she has to wait till he actually doesn't come. Hazaktiv Shimon, that depends on his kavana. Depends what he wanted with the get. When someone gives a get and says, amanasha titnili masayim zuz, he wants it to be a get. That's what he wants. He's planning on divorcing her. He wants all the money. He wants that to make some money on the deal. And that's what she wants too. So the pshat is, it's a get. If she doesn't give the 200 zuz, that's oike the get lamafreya. But otherwise, it's a get. This case, where he says, hareza gitach imloy basi, faket. His objective is, he wants to come back. He wants to come back and stay married. He wants to make her feel better. He doesn't want to leave her in a guna. In case he doesn't end up coming back. So he says, listen, if I don't come back, so then it's a get, you can get married. But that's what the Ran in Gittin is saying. He's not planning on dying. He's not planning on not coming back. He wants it shouldn't be a get. He wants it, and if he doesn't come back, then that should shaf olam afreya that it should be a get. But the vayle wants it shouldn't be a get. So that's the pshat in the Ran. The Ran explains, what's the pshat? He has to wait the 12 months. We know for sure he's not coming back. So the Ran says, because his das is, he's not planning on dying. He didn't think he's going to die. His plan was that it shouldn't be again until after the 12 months. So he says, entirely built the move on. He made it l'mafreya. If he wouldn't have made it l'mafreya, if his plan was it shouldn't be get till after the 12 months, it's a get l'achamisa. Zoktiv Shimon like this. If the pshat was, by Reizik, gita chamasha titmli masayim zuz, there the pshat is, the idea is that she should be mekayim the tanai. So there the pshat is, it is a get. The bitl atanai will be oikir the get l'mafreya. But the violet is considered a get. You need a bitl atanai to be oikir l'mafreya, like a taurus nadarim, to create a new matzav l'mafreya. So as long as we could assume there'll be a kiyama tonight, she's allowed to get married. Because right now it is a get. Mashenkin here faket. Here the pshat was he's planning on coming back. The point of the get was, in case I don't come back, then it should be a get. The kiyama tonight should make it a get l'mafreya. So until it's made a get l'mafreya, then it won't work. This is shtickle teyer from Shimon Shkop, but gamal l'gatif for shtickle teyer, gebait on the Magid Mishnah. I want to say one more interesting zach on this inyan from the Marie Shapiro. The Marie Shapiro brings the Yerushalmi in the seventh parak of Gittin. The Yerushalmi asks his kasha. Very interesting that Taisa and the Ran doesn't quote it. The Yerushalmi asks the same Shiloh, is she allowed to get married? And it says there in the Yerushalmi, no, she's not allowed to get married. You know why? Because ani ayman nashle nisim v'chaya. A whole new pshat. We have the pshat of Taisa that it's tamik zeru ba'alma. Really, she's totally allowed to get married. We know for sure there won't be a kiyam at night. And we know for sure there will be a kiyam at night. We know for sure that he won't come. And the male of Adit to get, he's allowed to get married. It's just a gzera. We have the pshat from the Ran. And the Rambam, the Magid Mishnah, the Reb Shimon. And the pshat is you need the loibasi to shaf that it turns into a get l'mafreya. And then you have an upshat. Even if he died, there's still a chash he might come. Might be Tchias HaMesim. So the Chedushim Marie Shapiro, he brings from the Mefarish of the Yerushalmi, and the Mefarish asks, if we're afraid of Tchias HaMesim, so how come every time Isha Shehalach Baalim Dina Sayam, and Eid Echad comes, the two of them come and say the Baal is dead, why aren't we afraid of Tchias HaMesim? How come punkt here we're afraid of Tchias HaMesim? Anytime the husband dies, let's be afraid of Tchias HaMesim. So the Mefarish of the Yerushalmi brings, says a Deichik, that the Pshat is, since he said him Leibasi, Vais says he's planning on coming. Vais says he knows, he has some inside information, that he's going to have Tchias HaMesim. Big Deichik. But the Marie Shapiro says a Geshmak of Pshat. He says, the Gemara says in Kedushin, that we learn out from a Pasuk, that Mises HaBaal is Matter. So he says, if a Baal dies, and then he gets Tchias HaMesim, his wife is Mutter. The Mises HaBaal was already Matter her, is it din mate by Mises HaBaal, and she's mutter. So even if he does get Tchias HaMesim, the Shalmi also chayish with Tchias HaMesim, yeah, we're always chayish with Tchias HaMesim. Aye, how come when the Baal dies, we're not chayish with Tchias HaMesim? Teretz is, because even Tchias HaMesim won't ask her again. She's already Materis. He died. There's a halacha. Mises HaBaal is mate. We learn that from a pasuk. So how come here, when the Baal comes back, we're saying there might be a problem, Tchias HaMesim? So to Enachinami, in this case, he says him leibasi mikam vayud beis chaydish, and he dies. So the question is, if she mutter to get married, I mean, what's the question? She's either grusha or almana. What's the question? The question is she mutter to get married without going to the yavam? Obviously, it's talking about a case he died without children, and he has a brother, and the shayla is if there's a get, so then she's not zakuk liyavam. So when he doesn't come back, she's muteris to get with schal me'achshav, and she's not zakuk liyavam. Zak that, if he has tchias HaMesim and he comes back, so einachinami, she's not married to him, because he died, and the misa was matir, but she'll still be zakuk liyavam, because the get wasn't chal, because he did come back. So that's pshat in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says you have to wait 12 months because we're afraid of Tchias HaMesim. And Echanami, Tchias HaMesim is not going to make her married to him, because once he dies, she's always married, and Tchias HaMesim is not going to make the marriage back, but Tchias HaMesim is going to make that he's Mevatel the Tanai. He's Mevatel the Tanai, wasn't a get. If it wasn't a get, she'll be Zarka Gliavam. That's Adam Rishapir Lin's chat in the Yerushalmi. Very interesting Yerushalmi. And now let's go weiter. We're going, the Gemara brings the three things, Gufa Heid, Rabbi Yisim and Ezra Shreda, on the three things that Rabbi Yisim and Ezra Shreda was matter. Ayil Kamtsa, a type of a chagav, a type of a locust, that's dachan, that's mutter. Mashke Beimit Bechayin dachan, the liquids that are by the Mizbech, that's considered the tar. Valdiyukav Lamisa Mesav, and someone who touches a mace's tummy, and the Gemara explains what that means. So first the Ayil Kamtsa, what is it? So the Gemara is a machlaikish. Your papa says it's a sheshiva. Rav Chiya Bar Ami says it's Mishmeid Ula says it's a Seisbil. Two types, different types of Chagah. But the Shaila, what exactly is the Machlekes? Because we have in the Mishnah in Chulin, the different Simanim that you need for a Chagah, you need Dalad Reglayim and Dalad Krayim and Kartzulin and Kanaf of Chayf and Esrubay. You need the 4 feet and the 4 wings and the Kartzulin, those are the 2 large feet which it jumps with, and you need the Kanaf of Chayf and Esrubay that its wings cover right of it. So what's the machlekes about this particular chagav? Does it have the simanim or not? So if you say that the ayel kamsa is a sheshiva, so then the machlekes is bereishe arach. The shal is there a fifth simon that also needs that the head shouldn't be long. Marisa bereishe arach aser or marisa bereishe arach mutter. So machlekes there in chulin, do you learn that from the psukim a klal or prat a klal? Do you learn that just a klal or prat? Is there a fifth simon that it has to be that it's not reishe arach? If you have a chagav, which is reishe arach, but it has the other simonim, is that a problem? That's the first man the amr. Rav Chiya Bar Ami Mishmeid Ula Amr Seisivul. So what is the machlek? It's reishe arach kulam lepligi the aser. That's the girsa we have in the Gemara. But Taiz is bothered by that because we do have a reishe there clearly, Tanavei Rishmol, which says that reishe arach is mutter, and he says the Mishnah is also mashmitz mutter because the Mishnah brings 4 simanei tara. And doesn't say that another simon that it needs is not Reish Arach. The Mishnah is Mashman anytime it has the 4 legs, the 4 wings, the Kartzulim, and the Anaf of Chayfin, as Knaf of Chayfin and Shubay, it's considered Tar. And he also brings the Gemara in Shabbos, which is Mashman Yelada Yidah Sheshiva. So Mela, he has a Girsa that Kolam Apligi the Mutter, there's no problem of Reish Arach. Anyway, so what is the Machlaikis if it's a Susvil? So that the Gemara says, the machlekes is knaf of chayf and esubay adei atchak kamivligi. The wings cover rave of the body, but adei atchak, barely. Marisav ruba called dubina. One says you just need a rave, as long as it's a rave. Marisav ruba the minker binan, it needs to be a recognizable rave. So, Reb Chaim Knievsky has a sefer on chagavim called Kaine Chagavim. It's printed together. It's a small country. It's printed with the Siyah Chasadah. It's in Simon Ches. He says, what's the pshat? What's this machlekes? Why would you need Ruba de Minker? You learn that the Simone Chagavim from the Chagavim the Torah has. The Chagav and the Chargol, the Slom. So he says, even if they would have a Ruba de Minker, he doesn't think that that would mean that the Simon would Ruba de Minker, because there's no sheer Ruba de Minker tiny to Chaim. So let's say all those happen to have the Knafayim that would be 3/4 of the body. There wouldn't be a simon of 3/4 of the body. There's no such shear exactly 3/4. There's a shear of roiv. So what's the pshat ruba de minka? What does it mean, b'chlal? As I shtelt up, why should you need ruba de minka? How would that be a simon? L'chari understands a simon of roiv. What would be a simon of ruba de minka? He shtelt so, l'maisa by shchita, there is a machlekes. The Gemara says the lashim by shchita that you need a roiv and nira le'inayim. Now, roiv v'shainim hold that Rav Nir Leinayim doesn't mean anything. It means as long as you could measure it and it's a Rav, it's Lafukim Machsal Machsa. That's what Rav Nir Leinayim means. If you measure the simen, when you shech the simen, the kana, the veshet, you cut through it, and you need that Rav should be cut, even if you can't tell it without measuring it, that's the psak of the Rambam, the Rashba, the Shulchan Aruch, and that's good. But Lamaisa, Kamer Rishayim hold not the way, Kamer Paiskam Akapanim hold not the way, Rashi's Mashma, you need a Ruba de Minker. The Taz there, the Yeridei, Sim Chafalav, Sifkan Beis, the Pri Chadash, the Tvur Shar, they bring from the Mari Vail. A lot of Rishayim say, this is how we pass, a lot of Paiskim say that no, it's not good enough if you measure it and it's a rave. You have to be able to see it nearly nine that it's a rave. They bring It's Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Talmud of the Rif. But Reb Chaim Gnevsky says, the Prima Gondim says that, and Rav Achreinim say it's only Midarabanan. So Midarabanan, they didn't want to rely on Rav that Ayidei Medina, they didn't Midarabanan that you need a Rav and Nikr. So he says, Lefi Zeh, Lechai, you'd want to learn this Gemara the same way. So Midarabanan, that the Cholkim on Rabbi Yitzchak ben Yezir Shveda hold that you shouldn't be mad to this particular Min Chagav, because even though if you measure it, you'll find out that the Knafim Achayfin is Rubai, but it doesn't really look that way. It's only a Rav Koldu, it's not Nikolay Nayim. People make mistakes, and Mimela, they wanted only to use Chagavim that the Knafim that's Chayfin is Rubai should be a Rav that's Nikur, Rav it's Nirolay Nayim. But he says, he has a deek from the Taisus Mari Berina, the Taisus Mari Berina that he brings here, it's Mashma Kladitz Deraisa. So he's bothered. What's the pshat in that? So he says that the Tvuah Shor Grata learns by Shchita, the Tvuah Shor is mitzadet it's deraisa. The Tvuah Shor is mitzadet by Shchita, if it's not a Rav and Nir Leinayim, it's Nevela deraisa, it's not a Shchita mi deraisa. So you see, there's such a thing, that even mi deraisa, there's such a shear of Ruba de Minker. But he says it's interesting, because the Mishnah says the Lashon of Knaf of Chayfin is Rubai. Rubai is Mashma, and a lot of times the Mishnah uses the word Rav, and it's Mavur in the Gemara, it means even a Rav Koldu. Like, how do you know when it's a Rav Aminkar, when it's a Rav Koldu? He says, you have to say the Mishnah was Makatzer, and left it up to you to decide when it's a Rubai de Minkar or a Rav Koldu. But Reb Chaim is naming on that if by Shechita you're going to say that you don't need a Rubai de Minkar, or if by Shechita you're going to say it's only the Rabbanan, then you wouldn't be able to learn up this sugya that you need a Ruba de Minkar except by saying it's the Rabbanan. I saw in the Pritayar, when he's also discussing this Indian of Ruba de Minkar, he holds you don't need a Ruba de Minkar by Shchita. And the Prichadash brings a Raya from here. The Prichadash brings a Raya from here that by Shchita also you need a Ruba de Minkar. And the Pritayar there in Simcha Valaf, he says, what's the Raya? By Shchita is a din that you need Rav. Rav, you never need a Ruba de Minkar by Rav. What's the din of Ruba de Minkar? It's a din Ruba Kekulai, Rav. Where's the common Ruben the Minker? Mashenkin here, it's a simen. It's not a siba. It's not the pshat that I really need the knafayim to be chayfer the guf. And as I rubei kakulai, that's not the vart. It's a simen. It's a way to identify which chagavim are Torah, which chagavim are tameh. And the question is, when the Torah gave this identification of knaf of chayfer as rubei, what did Torah mean? Be Torah is mashma. He argues on the anocha of Reb Chaim Knievsky, if it will be three quarters, it will be three quarters. It doesn't have to be, it's not a share of Rav Be'etzim. A share of Rav, Avadi can't really be mechalik between the Ruba the Minker and the Ruba the Leiminker. Rav is Rav, Ruba Kekulai. No, it's a simon, it's a simon, so you could say what you want. Chazal understood that the anatomy of the Chagav has to be such that it has to be a Rav and Ir Leim. That is the simon Tara of the Chagav, that they're learning out from the Pesukim. That's the Machalikas Tanam. If it's Rav, called who? A Rav and Irlei Nayim. Has no shaykhus to when you need a Rav on Sedin of Rubei Kekulai. I just want to make one Nakuda to explain even the Tvu Ashar that says by Shechita mi deraisi ni derubei de Minkar, which Reb Chaim doesn't explain, but why? What is a Pshat? L'chayr, there's a Din of Rav, Acheram Mahatais, the Rubei Kekulai. It doesn't say Rubei de Minkar. What's his Din of Rubei de Minkar? I think also that when is a din of Rubei Kekulai, of going Basar Rav, of Bittul B'Rav, of all these things, there is no din of Rubei de Minkar. But I think that for sure is naming a Meshchita also, it's not a din of Rubei Kekulai. You see, the Gemara there has it said that even Machsal Machsa could be Kerav. It's Tamashir, when is it called that the Simon is cut? It's not a din of Rav like Acheram Mahatis. It's a Shir, when you consider the Simon to be Geshechten. So then you can have a din of Ruben the Minker. And I think here also, you don't have to say it's the Rabbanan, like he brings the Ryan from this Tysus or Brenda that it's the Raisa. It's a Shir, when you consider it covered, it doesn't go to as Ruben Kekula, there's no din that the whole goof has to be covered and the Knaf of Chayf and the Shubba goes to as Ruben Kekula. You need Rave covered, that's the Shir. That's the din, it's not also din Rave. So when the shear is given as a rave, there you could say that the rave has to be a Ruba de Minkar. And now let's go weiter. Rabbi Yosef ben Yehezer Shveda had said two other things. He said that Mashke Beimit Bechaya is Dachan. The Mashkin, the water and the blood, that's kachim, that's part of the mizbeach, that remains tar. Cannot become tame. So Gemara brings a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. The Rav says dach and mamish, it's completely tar. It doesn't become tame at all. Shmuel amadachim ilatame acherim. It's tar that it's not metame anyone else. Avotumas atzman yeshmen, it still does become tame. And the Gemara explains the machlokes Rav holds a tumas mashkin is the Rabbanan. Midaraisa, Rav holds that mashkin don't become tame. And Rashi says the pasuk that says Nechol mashka sheyishasa b'chol kli yitma, the pasuk in Shmini, that says that if you have oichlim and mashkim in a kli cheres, they become tamei. Nechol oicha sheyoichl b'chol kli yitma, nechol mashka sheyishasa b'chol kli yitma, the Gemara in Pesachim says it means hechsher. It means if the mashka goes on oichlim, then those oichlim become tamei. But the mashka themselves don't become tamei. And Shmuel says, no, dachim iletamei acher, it's tahar from being metame anything else. Avotumas atzman yeshben, and the reason is because he holds that tumas mashkin is deraisa. Tumas mashkin, that mashkin become tame mi deraisa, they just are not metame acherim mi deraisa. And therefore, the gzera of tumas mashkin wasn't said a mashke beimit mechaya. Chazal did not want the kachim to become tame, so they said that by mashke beimit mechaya, they're not metame acherim. That's the Gemara here, the big sugi of Sachim, and the sugi of Chinas Kanakayim. I just want to mention that the Rambam, first of all, the Rambam passings like Shmuel, it's interesting, usually we say Alacha Karav Visurei, but here the Rambam passings like Shmuel, the Rambam passings that Tumas Mashkin is the Raisa for Tumas Atzman, but is not the Raisa, it's not Metame Acherim, mean the Raisa, the fact that Mashkin to Metame something else is the Rabbanan. Also, the Rambam passings, not like what this Gemara says, what the Rambam holds the maskana of Chinas Kanakayim is that despite the fact that Tumas Mashkim, he paskins is deraisa, he still paskins that Mashkim Eimet Mechai is dochan mamish. And he holds, like what the Gemara there says at the end of Chinas Kanakayim, that Mashkim Eimet Mechai is a halachal meishim isinai. It's halachal biyakabali calls it. It's halachal meishim isinai. Really, Tumas Mashkin is deraisa. Tamecherim he holds is derabbanan, but Tumas Mashkin is deraisa. But Mashu Beimit Bechai is still Torah because it's a halacha l'meishim Sinai. Now the Gemara they ask a kasha on this and blames with a kasha, which Rashi holds is equivalent to a tiyufta, and we know paskin that way. But the Rambam apparently held that a kasha in that case is like many times a kasha is not a tiyufta, and he still paskins like what he holds the maskan of the Gemara there, that Mashu Beimit Bechai is Torah legamri, even though Tumas Mashkin is deraisa. Now the Gemara goes into the next Memra of Yosef ben Yezid Shreda, that he said, Al the Yikrav Lemisa Misav, someone touches a dead person becomes Tameh. So first of all, the question is, why is that Yosef Sharia? That's not a Heta, that's an Isser. And second of all, that's Deraisa. It says, Kol HaShiyigah Pnei Yasod V'Chal Cherev V'Meis Mi Deraisa, you touch a Meis, you become Tameh. So the Gemara says, Deraisa the Yikrav Tameh, the Yikrav the Yikrav Tar. If you touch a Meis, you become Tameh, but if you touch someone who touches a Meis, then Yatar, and he says, there was a Gzeira on Tuma B'chiburim, and he said that no, it's Tar. So the Gemara says, but there's also a pasuk, says, V'chala she'iga by a Tame Yitma. It says, anyone who a Tame touches becomes Tame. So the Isis, if you touch someone who touched the Mace, you also become Tame. So the Gemara says, Midair Isa, if it's only B'chiburim, while he's touching the Mace, then you become Tame. Then you become Tami Tumas Shiva, but Shaloi Bichiburin, if you touch him while he's not touching the mace, then it's only Tumas Erev. And he says it's the Pshat in the Pasuk. It says, Hanagei b'meisach al nefesh adam yitma shivas yamim. Anyone who touches the mace becomes Tami Shiva. Then it says, V'chol she'yiga b'ya Tami Yitma, and Pashas that means also Tumas Shiva. Just like it says, Hanagei b'meis is Tami Shivas yamim. So V'chol she'yiga b'ya Tami Yitma, also means Shivas yamim. That's how Rashi explains. But then it says, v'nefesh enegas titmana erev. So what's the pshat? When you touch someone who touched the mace, do you become tummy timis shiva, like the pasuk sounds like in the beginning, v'chol ha-she'iga b'ya tummy yitma, or do you become tummy timis erev, like it says at the end, v'nefesh enegas titmana erev. So the Gemara says, kan b'chiburin, kan shaloi b'chiburin. Tumma b'chiburin is the Raisa, but shaloi b'chiburin is the Rabbanan. It's really, And Rabbi Yosi ben Yezid Shreda says it's not even the Rabbanan, all you get is Tumas Erev. So that's the first shot. The Yukriv Lemisa Misav. Rabbi Yosi said, someone who touches a mace becomes Tameh. But if he just touches someone who touched the mace, and it's not b'chiburin, then he doesn't become tummy tumas shiva, he becomes tummy tumas erev, he becomes a rishon l'tuma. And Rava said, no, lava mimilchu atitlu be buki sriki, don't say this narishkeiten. Rav Nachman said, safek tumas shisiram hitulahen, that the point was, at the yukav l'misa misav, only if we know that you touched the mace, you become tummy, but b'shisiram, if it's a safek, then you tar. Because they didn't want to pass in the way they held the Lacha in Meirin Cain, and he passed in that way, and he held it was tar. So Taisus says that even though Rava said like Tidli Buki Shriki, he's not arguing on the first man, the Amer. He holds that Tumah B'Chiburin is the Raisa. He doesn't hold that Tumah B'Chiburin is the Rabbana. He's not arguing the first man, the Amer. He just says that Abiyasi Ben Yez is not discussing that. But everyone agrees. You see, the Gemara is Mashma, that it was a pasuk. The Gemara first said, that's the Yikur B'Dirkur. The Gemara says, that's not mean the Raisahi. So the Gemara is Mashma, it's a pasuk. Like you can't say it's not the Raisa. That's Parshat Shan the pasuk. The pasuk says, Kalasha Yiga Bayatame Yitma. That means that someone who touches a mace and touches someone else, that person also becomes Tame. And Stam Yitma means Tume Shiva. The Gemara is Mashma, you can't say, the Gemara is the Kasha from the pasuk. The Gemara is Mashma, you can't say that Kalasha Yiga Bayatame Yitma means Tumas Erev. And it says, Kala she'iga by a tummy yidma. Someone whose tummy makes and touches someone, it makes him tummy tummy shiva. It's al karchach, you have the din of tummy b'chiburin. So Rav also agrees to that, says Taisus. He just says it's not the discussion of Yesim and Yezir. That's why he calls the book Yisriki, but not the pshat that he doesn't agree to the concept of tummy b'chiburin. And Taisus brings a raya from the Gemara Nazir. Based on the way Taisus learned up the Gemara Nazir, the Gemara is in the Afman days, that the Gemara's Mavur is like this. The Mishnah in Makkis, which the Gemara Nazir brings, is Mavur. If a Nazir touches a mace, and then touches it again, he gets another Malkis. Nazir shim etame lemesim kol ayayim in echayev al achas, omle atit mal tit mavu metame chayev kol achas machas. So the Gemara then makes a chilek, that if he's still touching the mace, and he touches it again, while he's touching it, that's not a sophist tumma at all. So they can't become chayev, because he's already touching the mace. He wasn't meisif any tumma by touching it while he's still in contact with the mace. But the Gemara says that if he separated himself from the mace, and then he touched the mace, he does get another malchus. That's mavur in the Mishnah there. And there was a tana that held that only if it was another day, because there it's a sophist tumma. Pshat is because then you have to wait an extra day. When you touch a mace, you need 7 days to become tar. If on the next day you touch the mace, now you have to wait 7 days for the next day. So that would be called a Safas Tumah because he's going to be Tame for another day. But if he touched the mace on the same day, there's no Safas Tumah, he's just as Tame, and it'll take him just as long to become Tar. So what's the Pshat in a Safas Tumah? So the Gemara answers the way Taisus explains it, that when a person is in contact with a mace, he's considered more Tame because if anyone touches him now, they'll be Tame Tumah Shiva. That's the concept of Tumah B'chiburin. Mashenkin, when he's not in contact with the mace, so now if anyone touches him, he's only Tamei Tumas Erev. So that's called a Safas Tumah. That's the Isser by a Nazir to touch a mace, even though he's already Tamei. He's becoming more Tamei in one prat. That while he's not in contact with the mace, he's Tamei, and anything he touches is Tamei Tumas Erev. But when he's in contact with the mace, so anything he touches becomes Tamei Tumas Shiva. So that's, you see, that Tumah B'chiburin is the Raisa. You see, he gets Malkus. That's what Taisus learned in Gemara. Now the Gemara, they ask Akasha, that the Gemara says, I have a proof that Tumah B'chiburin is the Rabbanan, and the Taisus learns it means if a third person touches him. Let's say you have Ruvain touching a mace, and Shimon touches Ruvain, so Shimon is Tumah Shiva Midaraisa. But if Levi now touches Shimon, who's touching Ruvain, who's touching the mace, Levi is only Tumah Midarabbanan. That's what Taisus learns up the Gemara there. So Lefi Taisus, that's the Maskana, that Tumah B'chiburin is the Raisa. But the Rambam, in Perek Hei, Hinuchas Tumas Emes, in the beginning of the Perek, the Rambam's Mavur, that he holds that Tumah B'chiburin is the Rabbanan. And that's how he learned up the Maskana of the Gemara Nazir. So I don't want to go into how he learned up the Gemara Nazir, it's not our sugya, but just one Nekuda, if the Rambam holds that the Maskana is that Tumah B'chiburin is the Rabbanan, and that's how you can learn the Rava, that Rava holds that we're not talking about Tumah B'chiburin, because Tumah B'chiburin is the Rabbanan. And everyone holds that Tumah B'chiburin is the Rabbanan, and basically Ezra wasn't discussing Tumah B'chiburin. But the question is, how do you learn the Pasuk? if you hold that Tuma b'chiburin is derabanan, so what does the pasuk mean? How could it be that if a tummy makes such a something, it gets tummy to meshiva? So Rashi in Chumash's Mashmeh, he learned the pasuk, v'chol ha-she'igah by a tummy yitma means to meserev. That if a tummy, someone touches a mace, touches Adam v'kelim, he touches something else, so it's tummy to meserev. But Shverk, because this Gemara like nems on that yitma l'chair means to meshiva. That's what this Gemara nems on. V'nefesh and a gas titma ad erev. V'chol ha-she'igah by a tummy yitma means to meshiva. So the Taisus read, Eifenart, who learns like the Rambam and explains the Gemara and Nazir like the Rambam, that Tumah b'chiburin is the Rabbanan. He says a pshat, and Be'erich, the same pshat, is in the Goyin, in the Pirish on the Mishnais, called Eliyahu Rabba, on the Mishnais, it's in the Yochanan Avayis Mishnais, and in the beginning of Aholais, he says Mamish, the same pshat. And it goes like the Rambam Shita, there's a Machlekes Rishonim, by Cherev Areyu Kecholol, is that Dafka Kli Matchis or Ul Kalim besides for Kli Cheres? Taisus holds that the din of Cheres Vereyu Kecholol is Dafka by Kli Matchis, and the Rambam holds that the din of Cheres Vereyu Kecholol is Ul Kalim besides for Kli Cheres. Now Cheres Vereyu Kecholol is two dinim. One is if a Kali, according to Taisus, a Kli Matchis, according to the Rambam, even any type of Kali, touches a mace, and you say Cheres Vereyu Kecholol, so that Kali becomes an Aviyah Vaisa Tumah, and if it touches any Adna V'Kalim, they're Tummy Tumashiva, they become an Avatumma. Even if it didn't touch the mace, but if they touch the Kali, B'chal Cherev, Cherev Re'u Kecholol, they touch the Kali, they also have a din like they touch the mace, they become an Avatumma, the Tummy Tumashiva. And the second thing of Cherev Re'u Kecholol is, if a Tummy mace touches a Kali, he's an Avatumma, he's not Avi Avesatumma, he's an Avatumma, he's Tummy Tumashiva. He touches a keli. That keli also becomes an avatuma. That keli also becomes tummy tuma shiva. So if a keli touches a mace, it becomes an avi avesa tuma. It can make something else be tummy tuma shiva. If a keli touches a tummy mace, it becomes like the tummy mace an avatuma. It's tummy tuma shiva. So the Taisus Rid says, and the Goyin, kol hasheyiga by a tummy yitma is going on kelim. The Goyin is medayik because it's beloshin zachar. The end of the pasuk is v'hanefesh hanegas. That's lashin nekeva. Kol sheyiga b'yatame is lashin zachar. Is a keli. If a keli touches a tame mace, so yitma that becomes tame to meshiva. V'hanefesh hanegas. If an adam touches a tame mace, there's no din of chayev rei kuchalom. So he owns only tame to meserev. But that would stim with the Rambam. If it's only a kli matchis, it would be shved or lashin kol sheyiga b'yatame. If it's only kli matchis. But if it's all kalim, kol ha-she'iga means kalim, any kali, anyone except for an adam that touches the tame is yitma, becomes tame to meshiva. But a nefesh and a gas, an adam, anything else besides an adam, which is means all kalim, is tame to meshiva. Va nefesh and a gas, titman erev is only tame to meserev. So it's very good, Taisus l'shitasei, and the Rambam l'shitasei. Taisus holds that chayev v'gachol is dafka by kli matchis, and he holds the Tum b'chiburim is deraisa, so he's going to learn the pasuk kol ha-she'iga by a tummy yitma means b'chiburin, and a nefesh and a gas means when there's no chiburin, like the Gemara here originally learned. Because Taisus holds that that's the maskana. But the Rambam holds it's not the maskana, and Tum b'chiburin is derabanan, so he, since the Rambam holds that all kalim have a din of kerev rekechol, so it's very good pshat and pasuk kol ha-she'iga by a tummy yitma means that any keli which touches a tummy mace becomes tummy tumashiva. Fanefesh and a gas titman arev means an adam becomes tummy tumaserev. There's a third shita I saw in the Sijri Taris in the Radzina in the beginning of Ahalais and also in the Shuvas Be'er Meisha from Reb Meisha Danishevsky, the Rav of Slabotka in the early 1900s. And Gvaldige Shuvas, Yeridea, Chelik Yeridea, Simon and Dalit on the Sugya. That the Ravid, they want to say as a third sheet, that the Ravid holds up for an Adam, the Ravid's not massing on the Rambam, that by an Adam, who's touching an Adam as touching a mace, Tum b'chiburim, that's the Rabbanan. But if the Keli is touching an Adam, then it depends. The Ravid holds that Cher v'rei kechol is dafka by kli matchis. But b'chiburim, then you could be metame any Keli, but not an Adam. So also you can learn the pasuk that way. Kol ha-she'iga by a tummy yitma is any keli, but dafka b'chiburim, v'nefesh and a gas is by an adam, which even b'chiburim is only tummy a tumas erev. Now the Bar Moshe that I mentioned, Bar Moshe Danishevsky, Nerudeya Simon and Dalit, he clears a shaila like this. He clears Tuma b'chiburin. What's the pshat in it? Does it mean that if you touch someone that's touching a mace, that blames like you're touching the mace, that's a form of maga on a mace? You could have maga, you could have masa, you could have oihel. Here's another way of coming into contact with the mace, coming into contact with someone touching the mace, that blames contact with the mace. Or is the pshat no? When a person's in contact with the mace, the person himself becomes a via vaisa tuma. He's in contact with the mace, it turns him into an avia vaisa tuma. And the mela, anyone who touches him becomes tami tuma shiva because they touched an avia vaisa tuma. Not because they're in contact with the mace. He said to be an afkamina la locha. Very interesting afkamina. Let's say you need a kazayis of a mace to become tami. And we pass in a holos, the mechalek is tanon. So let's say there's two kazesim of a mace. I mean, two half kazesim. There's a kazayim split up, two half kazesim. And you're touching each one. Your right hand's touching one half of a kazayim and your left hand's touching another half of a kazayim. You become tummy. So let's say Ruvain is touching one half of a kazayim. Shimon is touching the other half. And then they're touching each other. So if the site of tumah b'chiburin is that that's a form of contact with the mace, so each one is in contact with two half kazesim. So each one will become tummy to meshiva. Masha'en Kain, if the pshat is that someone who's touching a mace becomes like an avia vaisa tuma, and he can metame anyone that's touching him, so neither Ruvein nor Shimon are in contact with the mace, they're only in contact with half of the kazayis. So no, they'll both be tar. They'll both be tar legamri. So I think this is nichol in what he's saying. The way Taisus learns up the Gemara in Nazir, that when a nazir touches the mace, it's aisafis tumah because when he's not in contact with the mace, he can't be metame anyone tumah shiva. But when he's in contact with the mace, he's metame tumah shiva. So memela, that makes him more tumah. That sounds very much like the first tzad. I mean the second tzad. That sounds very much like the tzad. That's not the pshat that the one who's touching the person in contact with the mace, that's a form of contact with the mace. Because otherwise, there's no aisafis tumah for him. He's not having any added tumah when he touches the mace. That when someone touches him while he's touching the mace, they become tamei tumah shiva, is because they're on their own considered to be in contact with the mace. Al karchach in Taisus, you have to say nefaker, that when someone's in contact with the mace, he becomes more tamei, and he has a karech to metamei others, he becomes like an avi avesa tumah. But that's what the Bar Moshe wanted to say of pshat, that maybe no, maybe a different pshat in the Gemara Nazim, which that would be, that the way Tumah B'chiburin works is that that's gufa considered that the second one is in contact with the mace. That's the Bar Moshe's Chakir, and that's the nafkamina lalacha between the two if you have two half kazesim like we said.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Mara Maclemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.